The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
This is the Dave Congleton Show. Always, always, always your hometown radio talk show. Stay with us during the 5 o'clock hour. Michael Aaron Woody joins us. Let's talk about the article of the Tribune. $1 million now the median price. Kim, you should stick around for that conversation. Median price in more and more communities across California. How do we sustain that? What's the risk? Dr. James Papp at 605 tells more local history stories. Always a very entertaining guest. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We keep the focus going on the arts this segment. We check in with our friends from the San Luis Obispo Symphony who are originally coming in to promote an event they have later this month, but it turns out they've got really good news. Anyway, always good to see Paul Sievertson, and we're meeting for the first time Kim Cade, who I'm told is on the symphony board. We'll find out. Nice to see both of you.
Great good to see you.
Thanks for coming in. Paul, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm keeping real busy with this event that we got going next Saturday.
And your official capacity with the symphony, and you've done so much for the symphony over the years.
Yeah, well, I used to be the co-concert master, and I retired in 2015, and then just before COVID hit, I was an interim director, and then I was kind of out in the country for those couple of years, and then came back and volunteered my time.
Are you still playing?
Now and then. I manage to get up on the stage about once a year with the orchestra. But it's I've been living with Parkinson's, and that sort of cut into my abilities a bit.
Yeah. All right. Kim, we haven't met. What's your connection to the symphony? How'd you get involved?
Oh, let me tell you. Late 2016, I actually told someone who's on the symphony board that I'm going to be on the symphony board.
Really?
I have a background in music. I grew up with, my parents were both pianists. My father was a classical pianist. I grew up with classical music. He was a music therapist, so music is in my veins. So when I found out that my friend was on the board, I said, hey, guess what? You're going to get me in there. Somehow, you're going to get me in there. And
is it that hard to get on the symphony board? I'm sorry, Paul.
It's getting there. It's getting hard again. It is.
Okay.
It is.
And now you're on the board. What do you think?
I love it. It's such a great group. And we do a lot to inspire the community around music, especially symphonic music. I have friends who, you know, stop me and say, well, you know, I'm not really into classical music. And I have to take them back. I go, okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit. How many movies, soundtracks do you enjoy that don't have classical strings in it? And when they were thinking about it, well, my favorite movie, Star Wars, or I'm gonna age myself. I used to love Bugs Bunny, and
You're really aging yourself.
Those cartoons, and you've got all the orchestration in there. Yeah. And so I love the music, and I love the community and what it brings to San Luis Obispo.
And I gotta say,
that's a good answer.
Yeah, great answer. And she's going to be our DJ that night on the 27th.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
You have a DJ, you're going to be a DJ for an evening in Vienna.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why not?
We're going to end it with some fun.
Right.
Little dancing.
But the challenge is that you're already sold out.
Well, that's not a challenge. That's
not
a privilege.
At all.
Well, but for our listeners. They're like, this sounds like fun, but too bad.
Yeah, but there are things still happening
which
that people
is why
can be involved in. Even without being there that night, we have an online auction going starting on Saturday morning and going through until the event time following on the 27th. And just a few things, but there are big items like a harp, 34-string harp, yeah. So this is putting out the call to all of the harp community. This is your chance to own a Dusty Strings harp.
Well, you know, the son of Harpo Marx lives up in North County. Seriously.
Oh. Does he?
Yeah, he does.
He probably has a few harps.
Yeah.
Oh, he might need a new one for his collection. Or an electric mountain bike. It's another item we got going here. Or we've got tickets to the Warriors.
Hmm. Where do I go to start the bidding?
The best way to get there is through slosymphony.org.
Okay.
And then right on the front page, you'll see a banner for an evening in Vienna. You click on that, and it takes you right to our auction site. And you can see what is available on the night for the silent auction. But you can also get to the raffles.
Can I get on a waiting list in case somebody cancels on
sure.
the tickets?
Sure.
Because you never know. I mean, I'm happy you're sold out.
For you, we will do that.
Well, no, I'm just thinking if the listeners
can,
like...
Can one?
people sometimes cancel. They can't make it.
Well, give us a good story. We'll take it under advisement.
All right. So you can participate in the online auction. And how else can you participate?
Well, there are parties with a purpose. That's parties been a very central part of the fundraising efforts at the Symphony for years. It's where... These are parties that are hosted entirely by friends of the symphony. They take on all the costs of the event, and then all of the their ticketed events at a set price. So, for instance, the first one is being done by Cliff Swanson. It's going to be an inside tour of the Performing Arts Center. And you know that Cliff was essential in getting that thing built.
Absolutely.
And so he gives a great tour. He can take you to places that nobody else can. Inside the organ, for instance.
Inside the organ?
Inside the organ, yes. Oh, right. Organs have insides.
Okay. I don't
know. Just the way we have organs inside. Oh, boy.
So you don't even have to be present for the event. Hmm. You can still participate.
Hmm. Yeah. And there's another one, Bastille Day, on July 14th. Bob Burge is going to do a party where he offers to... It's a painting party. So he will show you how to do some painting right on, you know, even without any other training.
So are there any number of ways to get involved and support the symphony while having fun?
That's right.
Even though you can't come to an evening in Vienna.
That's right.
There are other ways to get involved.
Yes, and the next way is to come to the concert on May 4th, which is the following Saturday, for our final classics of In the Pack. For this season.
What does the maestro have planned?
What is it? Oh, yes. You're taxing me.
Sorry.
Tchaikovsky.
Well, that's why we brought Kim. You're supposed to jump in. You're supposed to jump in
piano,
here.
Piano
I'm sorry.
Concerto.
Come on, I missed my part.
piano concerto. Yes. And, one of the things that's happening at that concert is we're going to play an original composition that was offered at last year's gala. And it turned out to be bought twice because the bidding got so high.
Oh, I heard this story.
Yeah, yeah. And Stefan Podell is the one who composes these special pieces. And he's offered it again this year.
It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah. There's the opportunity to conduct the symphony at the Pops concert. We're doing that auction on that night.
Or what's the date for Pops? Is that still Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, it's August 31st, Saturday night.
Saturday night. So it's the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
But then we need to underscore that.
Yeah, it's the last day of August.
Because it used to be Sundays.
Yep, that's
right. Then you moved it to Saturdays.
That's right.
How's that working out?
Really well.
Does
Wonderful.
It make a difference?
Oh, it was packed last year.
Yeah. Very successful.
Everything you need to know is on the website, Slow Symphony.
SLO. Without the W.
How are things, let me start with you in this, Kim. How are things going in general with the symphony? What's your perspective?
Oh, my perspective? Wonderful. We have a great group of people who, like Paul was saying, donates their time. We have a growing board. And we have so many people who are interested in the arts around here. And so we continue to be a staple in this community with the music that we deliver. We have a wonderful director and a wonderful program coming up that will be announced soon. So we have a lot of good things going on. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It's a challenge. Yeah, nonprofit work, you know, is a challenge because things aren't getting any cheaper for nonprofits to operate either, as you know, most people looking at their bills from the grocery store, no. So that makes it hard to attract musicians, for instance. They have to drive a long distance, and gas is, you know, three times as expensive as it used to be, and so on. So it's so important that we continue to grow our areas of support.
But it sounds like you're doing quite well.
Yes.
I mean, like, just to have the event sold out this far in advance is quite impressive.
Yeah. We're on an upswing. You know, COVID really was quite a blow to performing groups, of course. And I think we handled it very well. Andrew Sewell, our conductor, did very inventive things. We even had a drive-in.
I remember that. Yeah.
Over in the Meadows.
So you think you bounce back?
Yeah.
COVID still isn't a factor? Because, you know, with some of the performing arts, there are people still staying away.
I think that's really changed now. I think people are comfortable in general, maybe just tired of it. Or maybe the fact that also I think we've got a handle on it medically so that the consequences aren't quite as dire.
We're in conversation with our friends from the San Luis Obispo Symphony. We have Paul Severson and Kim Cade with us. I'm Dave Congleton. We'll be back. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Michael Earn Woody joins us after news at the top of the hour. We're back with our friends from the Slow Symphony, Paul Severson and Kim Cade. Paul reached out to me before I went on vacation. They wanted to come in and promote their event. But the good news is for the symphony that the event is sold out. But as Paul has been explaining, there are still any number of ways to support the symphony. And Kim, you wanted to put the spotlight on the youth programs, training the future musicians.
Well, you know, the symphony was founded in 1954. That's a long time. We have a small county, small communities. How many small communities out there have a big, beautiful symphony like we do? But we also have the Youth Symphony, the only youth symphony from Santa Barbara to San Francisco, which is fantastic.
Is that true? The only one?
This is true.
It's very impressive.
And one of the things that we do is we do help support the Youth Symphony with scholarships and education. And that's why it's so important for our community to get involved and to donate and participate in events like our upcoming gala. So I just want to say thank you to our community members who do sponsor these events and donate to the symphony and give us a presence here in SLO County.
Do we have music programs in our... I don't have any children. Do we have music programs in our local schools anymore?
Strings in the School is a program that was really hit hard by the epidemic because they couldn't do anything in person, you know. Yeah. But they're bringing it back. Grace Seng is our director of education, and she's a marvelous person doing wonderful work getting that program back up and started. So they start with violinists, you know, at the... Let's say... And on up. And then what's really a pleasure for me to see in the 30 years that I've been here is the way many of those young people grow up and take a place in the symphony, the grown-up symphony. They mature to that point.
It's got the minor leagues, get them ready for the major leagues.
That's right.
The Farm Bureau, whatever you call it.
That's right.
The Farm Bureau. The Farm Team, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You get them early.
Yeah.
All right. Other programs at the symphony worth mentioning? Youth Symphony?
Well, we've got our Pops concert that we mentioned earlier. In fact, that's one of the... you can have two tickets to the Pops concert in Avila if you participate in our raffle.
Remind folks about the raffle, please, Paul.
Raffle. Through... The best way to get there is you can buy raffle tickets online, starting at $5 for a single raffle ticket, and then on up it goes, they go a whole lot. You get 15 at the $20 level, but that's just numbers. You also have two tickets for our New Year's Eve concert, which is also a Pops concert.
Well, it's going to be, so you're going to be doing a New Year's, because I know you alternate with the opera
with the
slow?
Opera. That's right.
So this New Year's is going to be your turn.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the raffle prizes. which you, anybody can get in on by going to slosymphony.org and taking the link from the banner ad about Vienna, an evening in Vienna.
Why is it an evening in Vienna?
No, just because it needs a theme, right?
So we can.
Well, why Vienna? Why are you exposing yourself with your shirt? What are you doing?
Because this
Isn't
is
this
how
great?
You can.
He's got a QR code on his shirt.
Takes you to an evening in Vienna.
Okay.
And he's worn it every day.
But I can't get there because it's sold out.
No.
Vienna's
no,
not
no.
going to wait for me.
No.
To quote Billy Joel.
No. You see, the seats for that dinner for the live auction are sold out. But you can still participate by buying raffle tickets online.
Right.
All right,
but I still can't come. Had I been on the ball and bought the tickets when I should have bought the tickets, what would I have enjoyed that night?
Me.
That's right.
Well,
DJ Kim.
Well, now I know why she's not been on the show before. She's in trouble.
We have Viennese music played by a string quartet at the opening during the reception when we have all these silent auction lots, about 30 of them. Ranging from accommodations to wines to gift certificates. And Kim's been really busy and really helpful on this.
So how are you going to be a DJ? This is, what are you going to be playing?
Well, I'm going to stand there with my controller and my music. Well, the primary part for me is the dancing, and I love that part.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a year, believe it or not, our director, Andrew, did a little break dance. For us, it was fantastic.
Did anybody put that on TikTok?
If it happens this year, we'll be sure together.
I'm trying to get that image out of my mind right now.
It was great. You know, it's just a great way to end the party and celebration and.
But what kind of music? What kind of music are you going to play as DJ?
Whatever you want. I typically like to stick with old school style.
Like?
You know, like 70s, 80s, 90s.
She doesn't want to answer the question.
Bee Gees? You like the Bee Gees?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine. If I did, I wouldn't confess it.
Aretha Franklin? You like Aretha Franklin? Oh, yeah.
Just say Billy Joel and you'll get my new
song. Yeah. Well, I like Billy Joel.
We'll have fun. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an important point, though, because as we've talked over the years with the various members of the symphony, and the same thing with our friends at the opera, there's that image of, oh, it's just stuffy, all seriousness. But you guys have fun just like everybody else.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And there is a new generation coming up, generation of supporters, younger than us, you and me.
Yeah, and, but are you seeing the younger people in the audience?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
Including students, absolutely.
That's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
But you need donors? Do you need volunteers for anything?
100%.
How can people help the symphony?
Give us a call at 805-543-3533.
Didn't your executive director have a baby?
Yes.
Yes.
I think she's going to make it to the show next Saturday.
Hopefully she's not going to be breakdancing.
I hope not. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You never know.
One never knows. They have enough board members? Looking for board members?
Always.
Always.
That's a constant.
I assume Kim's an effective board member. Otherwise, she would not be here today.
That's right. Yeah, the quality of the board has been increasing exponentially, I would say.
What makes a good board member?
Willing to give of time and resources, background connections, the ability to fill a table with people at an event like this that can spend the money. And do so with the heart in the right place.
He's being very honest.
He is.
You got to deliver. You got to fill that table.
You know, and if you have a passion for the arts, that never hurts.
Hey, what surprised you about getting involved with the symphony?
What surprised me?
Yeah, there's got to be some surprise. Something you, other than Andrew Sewell breakdancing. What surprised you?
You know, nothing really surprised me. I have friends who said, oh, you're going to be part of the symphony board. Are they a little stuffy? No.
You had the image.
The image thing always. I'm always asked about that. No. No, we're people who enjoy music, all sorts of music, and we have a passion for it, and we get together, and we try to figure out ways to make the board better and to reach out to the community and get them in the seats for the concerts and for events like this.
Hmm. And can I make one more?
Absolutely.
One more observation. This is an event which is done in honor of Ben and Pat McAdams, and you said you're not familiar with that name. Well, this is a man who, in his up to his 80s, he was a retired surgeon in town, and then devoted the rest of his life for taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And he was generous with the symphony. He was generous with the Performing Arts Foundation, Center Foundation, with 24 Prado, with the Education Foundation, with the SLO County Community Foundation. And largely unsung, he doesn't have his name on any buildings that I'm aware of around here. But he did incredible things, and always had was always looking for something that he could help fix. And that's the man we're honoring. He just passed away 2 months ago.
Sounds like a man worth honoring.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Online auction begins Saturday.
Saturday morning early.
Mm-hmm. And remind me, electric bike?
Yep, electric bike, the harp.
The harp?
And the Warriors tickets.
The Warriors tickets.
Yeah.
There really is something for everybody to bid on there.
That's right.
Everybody.
All right. Always good to see Paul Severson. Nice to meet Kim Cade. Paul, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I'll be... I can't have any final thoughts because then it'd be over.
Yeah. Well, we don't want that. Kim, you got a final thought?
Yeah. Go online, donate, participate. Give us a call. We would love to have more participation.
All right, folks. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Dave. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. 5 o'clock hour starts now.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the SLO County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.